I want to continue just a little bit further from this morning. Wasn't really sure I was going to go this route when I was preaching that this morning, but I had it in my mind that I might. And I feel like that we'll continue just briefly. Does that sound okay? Got one little something there. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. John is they're all writing to the church. John is zeroing in here on some specifics, or a specific. He said, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." So he's carrying the theme again in his epistle that Peter did in his epistle. Jesus talked about it. It was something that seemed to be in their mind. Maybe it was in their mind because it was visible to them, perhaps on a regular basis. If I might venture a guess, I would guess that they not only saw it on a regular basis, but they realized that it was going to be an ongoing situation. Because Jesus spoke about Antichrist, the spirit of Antichrist. And it wasn't just going to be the Antichrist in the latter days or at the end of time, but there would be a spirit of Antichrist that would continue on, doing its very best by different means and measures and avenues to destroy the spirit of Christ. That's been the enemy's goal, Satan's goal, ever since his exile from heaven. John here tells us, try the spirits whether they're of God. We could go back to our one point this morning about it not being based on emotion, but being based on God's word. That's where we're trying the spirits. Sometimes we get ourselves wrapped up in our ability to discern. I would question how much discernment we have without the support of Scripture. I question how much discernment we have without the support of Scripture, without the support of the Holy Spirit through Scripture. Try the spirits. Make sure that what is being said, what is being done, what is going on is supported by the Word of God. That is the foundation. Not every teacher who professes to be sent from God is a teacher from God. Not everyone that professes the name of Christ is a follower of Christ. We must be very careful about who we're listening to. Paul tells Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 1, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." That's Paul talking to Timothy. That's Paul talking to us. Now the word latter, or the words latter times here, doesn't necessarily mean the last ages of the world, but it could very well be referencing the times that are following or the consequent to the church age in which he was living, in which he was writing this to Timothy, that it was for those that were following ever after. That would include us. That would include us. If that includes us, let's read it again. "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in our times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." I know you may get tired of me giving the warning, but it's real. The potential is real. Slight deviation, slight slipping away. It's impossible for us to understand all the details of those who have maybe sat among us or worshiped it in our services or in our similar churches, and yet today are far from where they used to be. They would even testify to continuing to enjoy wonderful freedom, a great experience. But they're a long ways from where they used to be. It's hard to argue with them. Matter of fact, it's probably not a good thing to try to argue with them. But I think that it's something for you and I to keep in mind and to continue to consider, that Paul, telling Timothy here, not just speaking to Timothy, but speaking to those that are in subsequent or consequent other times following, that this is the possibility that you and I could fall into that same trap of giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, departing from the faith. Try the spirits. Many false prophets. John goes on in that epistle. Not only is he saying what I've already read in verse number 1 of many false prophets gone out of the world, but verse number 2, he said, "Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world." "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." Did you catch the point of victory that John is talking about? Talking about the false prophets and the deceptive areas that may try to creep in or endeavor to destroy us. But he gives us the point that'll keep us from falling. The very point that'll be a foundation or a point of stability to us so that we do not fall. "Ye are of God, little children, have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you." We must be remaining under the influence of the divine Spirit of God. If we allow ourselves to venture away from the influence of the Holy Spirit of God, so much could be said individually and specifically about the things that you and I face or deal with on a personal level. We may think about it as something that we're dealing with. Maybe nobody else in the church is dealing with it, but it's not that nobody else has ever dealt with it. It's common among people. We don't get up and talk about all of our problems and all of our discouragements and all the battles. Well, I take that back. Facebook changes things. I guess I shouldn't have said that. I mean, we don't get up and talk about it. We don't know what all is going on in a person's life. But here again, it doesn't matter really what the problem is. We must make sure that we are staying under the influence of the Holy Spirit, that we are filling our mind and our lives and our heart with the things of God. Kimberly's mentioned it from time to time, of filling the minds of our children with Scripture and with songs. She mentioned that tonight, filling them with songs. Singing those songs, making sure that our children are familiar with these wonderful hymns of the church. Under the influence of the divine spirit, we can overcome by that influence of the divine spirit and our testimony. The influence of Satan is subtle. The influence of Satan is prevalent. The influence of Satan will be trying to creep in to the midst of our lives if we do not fill ourselves with the influence of the Holy Spirit. Paul talks in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 about voices, tongues, and he emphasizes there that it doesn't really do any good to speak in an unknown tongue without an interpretation. It's valueless. I think that's something to hang on to, and we're talking about all this tongue stuff that may be around us and build all kinds of emotion into services in some places. And they focus on that. Paul was very clear that it's not a point that should be a value if there's no value of interpretation. Even when he said that when the Holy Spirit would pray for him, or when he would be praying in the Spirit, it does nothing to the edification of the individual. But in that chapter, and I don't want to get all wrapped up in that tonight, but in that chapter, he speaks about many voices, and the context is in relation to the tongues. But you can also look at that and realize that he's speaking about the various facets that are coming against. There's all of these voices, and we have to be careful about what we're listening to, who we're listening to. So many kinds of voices. We come back to one point, that point of victory that he's given us, that greater is he that is in you. We must remain under the influence, the direct, consistent, constant influence of the divine Spirit of God. Filter everything through God's Word. No matter how good it sounds, no matter how appeasing it sounds, no matter how heartwarming it sounds, fuzzy bear it feels, filter it through God's Word. To look at it through God's Word, to see it through God's Word, to endeavor to learn God's Word so that we can interpret things through the divine Spirit of God. Not ourselves, but through Him. Be careful what we believe. Be careful who we listen to.